Even lower. So let's bring in now Bianco Research President Jim Bianco. All right, Jim, let's start with this. I know there's a couple of things you want to hear in this presser. How far away are these rate cuts? And they're thinking on quantitative tightening. What do you think, after hearing what you just heard, the Fed will say about those?
It sounds like the Fed is trying to be dovish and hawkish at the same time. And I'd like to see some clarification of that. Now, what do I mean? If you look at their preliminary expectations, their dots, they said there's going to be more inflation this year and next year. There's going to be higher growth this year and next year. But they're still committed to 3 rate cuts. And there's only 6 meetings left this year. So how do you keep upgrading your target on inflation, upgrading your target on growth, and still keep holding to 3 rate cuts? I'd like to hear him, you know, explain that because he said he needed greater confidence that inflation was moving to 2%. They just up their forecast and said they're going to get more than that. And on quantitative tightening, that is going to be a big issue for them to deal with for the balance of the year. I don't think they did make any announcement on it today, but they said that they were going to start to talk about it today. So hopefully he'll provide some guidance on what they're thinking about doing. Wall Street expects them to end quantitative tightening probably this summer.
So here's an interesting thing. And again, maybe they do these things on purpose. Again, all the contradictions, and that's why this Q&A is going to be important. But you were in the no landing camp. You know, you were talking no landing a few months ago when it wasn't cool. All of a sudden, the no landing camp, which was 7%, 19%, now 23% of fund managers are where you are. I wouldn't be surprised if this number keeps going higher and higher. And you, this plays a part in your notion that maybe if the Fed is going to cut, they have to cut sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I've been in the no landing camp, you know, using that airplane metaphor. And by the way, it's not a Boeing airplane. No parts are falling off my no landing right now. And that the economy is going to stay at trend or stay a little bit stronger than trend. And the argument was, if the economy could stay at its trend growth, what you would expect it to grow or better, we can handle these interest rates. We don't need to cut rates. Yet that seems to be where the Fed was going, and that seems to be the problem. Now, more and more people are coming to that camp, so hopefully he'll start squaring away that contradiction as we move forward.
All right. Now, obviously, part of this hopeful thinking, right? No one wants to see the Fed have to hike rates anymore or even like, you know, that when it's higher for longer last summer, the market started to fall apart. Another thing you talked about is yields. You're saying the yield's going to go to 5%, maybe 5.5%. And for the most part, it's held in there, but we're starting to swing a little bit higher again, and it's not inconceivable that you could be right here as well.
Yeah, I've got, you know, that interest. Remember that interest rates, the 10-year peaked at 5% in October. If the Fed doesn't cut rates, which I ultimately think that that's what they're going to wind up doing, they're going to hold the funds rate at 5.5. So the 10-year yield will start to, you know, merge with the 5.5 funds rate. And that's how I get rates coming up above 5%. Before the end of the year. And again, it's all because the economy's doing well, inflation's a little bit sticky. I understand the Fed's dots said that they're gonna cut 3 times, and we'll have to see how they're gonna square that, because they gotta get going on this if they're gonna start cutting, and they're gonna have to explain it, because we've got the election coming up too, and they typically don't do anything around the election. So the July and September meetings might be nothing. You're left with 4 meetings and 3 rate cuts, and the market doesn't expect them to do any rate cuts. So there is a contradiction here that Jay Powell's going to have to square away.
Let me ask you something. I got about 30 seconds, but I want to squeeze this in because a lot of folks watching are like, okay, they're worried about their portfolios and the impact there. But one thing that you've been pointing out, and this is gasoline. It has rocketed much, much higher, right? The Fed won't talk much about food. They won't talk much about energy, but everyone else lives it. Does this play some sort of role in their decision-making?
Yes. First of all, it doesn't play a role that they can't control the price of gasoline. So they're kind of at the whims of OPEC and demand. But if gasoline goes up and brings inflation up, the Fed's political. They can't cut rates if gasoline is driving inflation up, full stop. They just can't do it. They risk their reputation. So it matters, but they can't really do anything about it. They can only react to it.
Yeah, I mean, but you have to acknowledge it. I think you have to acknowledge it. Main Street gets really angry when they say, except for food and energy. Hey, Jim, thank you very much, my friend. Appreciate it. Now, my next guest also is talking about